My name is Brian Gooden. I'm from Fort Frances, Ontario. And probably, I guess it would be 17 nights ago is when I first seen something up in the sky. I was just driving, and well, I guess I would have seen it a lot longer before then, but I didn't know what it was or how to get a hold of it at the time. I was driving down the highway, and I thought I seen a star move and then stop. I ended up pulling over the truck and stopping and staring at the star, and never moved again. And probably a week after that, this was probably a month and a half ago, or a week after that, same thing, a star ended up moving, and I ended up pulling over and watching it, and it never moved again. And then just a couple of days after that, same thing happened. It ended up, a star ended up moving. This time I pulled over and I flashed my big moose lights at it, and it ended up starting to move in the sky. So when it would move in the sky, I would turn my big moose lights on and my bright lights on. And then when it would stop, I would shut my lights off. And then when it would start moving, I would just turn my brights back on just to, I don't know, I guess contact it or like let it know that I could see it. And from that night on, I kept seeing more and more lights each night. And I started bringing a spotlight with me. And when I would see them move, I would just shoot the spotlight at them. And it looked like the lights were coming closer and closer. And they actually were. Some of these lights are maybe 100, 200 feet above, but they'll come as low as, well, it was probably 8 or 10 feet above me and a friend of mine. We laid on the ground, and there was a bunch of these little lights together. I shot it with the spotlight, and it ended up coming right down, and when it got up close, it looked like a freaking manta ray, like the shape of a manta ray, but it was see-through, and it was little tiny bright dots, like purple, green, blue. I can't even really explain it, but yeah, it would, I picture like a manta ray in the ocean. Like, that's how it would move. It was like it was swimming in the sky. But yeah, it was see-through and, like, little tiny bright lights. Almost like a hologram or, I don't know. You could tell it was an object there. It ended up coming closer and closer, and when it got right close, my buddy started shivering and getting cold, and I got right cold and shivering, and then I ended up just started crying. I just broke down and scared, and I just wanted to get out of there. But I don't know what it is. Like, I think it's like a space creature. I think it's like a new species or something. I don't know. But now, I'm thinking all these lights, if they're all different objects and shapes, or if they're all these manta ray shapes, but there's some nights where there's like 25 or 30 of these lights all over the sky, coming closer and closer. Some of them are far away, some of them are already 50 feet above. It's so strange. I've never ever seen anything like this. It's out of this world. I'm sure it's from space.
Is that the first time you've had a sighting like that? Or any kind of sighting?
Like this? Yes, this is... It's been going on for 17 nights now. Like, pretty much in a row. Out of those 17 nights, I think it was 14 of those nights, I seen these lights. And then, even one morning, it was like 5:30 in the morning, here I was showing a buddy out at the lake, how these things move when I would shoot them with the spotlight. And he was just amazed. We were watching three of them up in the sky, like way up in the sky. And while we were watching those three, one came down and it was just like a sparkle up close out of your eye. It was just like, I don't know, like, yeah, just like a shooting star came down close and then went back up. But at that time, I didn't realize that was one coming up close until after we seen it. That was the third time that it came up close, but this time we actually got to see that it was an actual object. Before, it looked like just balls of light, but this time it was balls of light in the shape of something. It was like a manta ray. I don't know, my buddy didn't know if it was spirits or ghosts or... I think it was from space.
Have you got a cell phone to take pictures or anything like that? Or, or binoculars?
We tried taking video, and buddy tried to play with the lighting, like it just shows up black. Like, I don't even know if it would show up. Like, with a telescope, it's like when it was up close, it's just, I think of particles or something. It's just little tiny bright dots. It looks like this thing is mostly air or something. It's like I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a shape of a manta ray, but it's just little bright dots. And like not, the bright dots aren't right close together. I thought of a jellyfish in the ocean. You know how those are see-through?
Mm.
It was like that, but like a manta ray shape, but in the sky. Yeah, I don't know. It's absolutely crazy, but I know it was happening right in front of us. Same with my buddy. Like, he's like, I never, ever seen anything like this ever in my life, and I don't even know who to tell about it. Like, but I know how to see more now. Like, I bet you, even tonight, I bet you I can get another one to come down. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but yeah, each night I can get them to come lower and lower.
Mm. And is there any, like, which direction are you looking at from where you're standing? And if you're by a lake, how big's the lake? And is there anything like nuclear power plants nearby? Anything that might be there that might be attracting these objects for coming around more often than normal?
I'm seeing them all over. Like, I'm seeing them in Fort Francis, up by Dryden. Dryden's 2 hours and 45 minutes away. And even when I sit, like, this highway between Fort Frances and Dryden, not too many people drive on it at night. And even during the day, not too many people anyway, but at night, there's some nights where I don't see another vehicle. And when I pull over and park out in the middle of the bush there and leave my bright lights on and my moose lights on, I can see these little bright lights coming towards it. They're attracted to light. I can see them from a distance. Like, some of them are super far and coming. Some of them are huge. Some of them are tiny. And they all, it's like they're attracted to the light, and they'll all start, it's like they're swimming towards me. But now that I know that, it's, they really are like swimming, but in the sky.
Hmm. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's a, I bet, like, I wish you could come for a ride with me just to show you, or somebody. Like, I gotta show more people this before they're gone or something.
Yeah.
I guess September 27th, the moon is going to be the closest to Earth as it's ever been in 15 years. And that same night, it's going to be a lunar eclipse. It's going to be a super moon. It's going to look 14% bigger. And the moon's going to be huge and red. I bet you something's going to happen that day. I think that's what's happening. Like, as it gets darker and darker each night, I can see more and more of these things.
Hmm.
Oh, I was so annoyed that night. There was two big balls of light, and I'm shooting them with my spotlight at the end of this secondary highway. And they do little circles, and they'll zigzag and make sharp turns. And here there was two big ones at the end of the Dryden Highway, and I called 911 because I thought it was a UFO, but I don't know what you would even call them now. Like, it's like from outer space, but yeah, I don't even know what to even.
So to you, they look more like life forms than they would be spaceships.
Yeah, it would look. Yeah, I think it's a new species, like a space creature. It looks like, exactly like a manta ray in the ocean, but in the space, and it's see-through.
Hmm. Is it just shaped like a manta ray, or do the tips of the wing tips actually bend over when they're, like, it looks like it's swimming across the water, or is it just, like, solid-looking but shaped like a manta ray from underneath?
No, it's shaped like a manta ray, and it looks like it swims through the sky when it moves. But when I was shooting it with my spotlight, like, me and my buddy were just laying on the ground. That's what we did 5 nights ago, and they were coming down low to us, but not this low. And then, like, this morning, it would have been 5:45 this morning when it happened. But it was like a patch of little lights, and I shot it. And when it got down low right above us, we were both kind of freaked out. I would shut my light off. When I shut my light off, it floats back up. And then it was like it was swimming back and forth, like, about maybe 30, 40 feet above us. I would shoot it with the spotlight again, and it comes back. It's like it floats. It's almost like it freezes, and it's like attracted to the light, and it's like getting kind of sucked down. But I know it's attracted to the light, and I'm in Thunder Bay, 4 hours away. I'm going to try tonight to see if I can see them here as well. I can see them in Dryden, in Fort Frances. I have a feeling I could probably spot some out here too. But I don't know how nobody ever noticed these before now. But I stare at the sky probably 6 hours a night.
Yeah, because you drive at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably not the kind of publicity that Purelator wants.
Huh.
You know,
yeah.
Come drive with us and you'll see UFOs.
I know, I bet you my one boss thinks I'm crazy because, well, I got him as a friend on Facebook and I've been posting all this, like every, most of the people think it's a freaking joke, which annoys me, but I know some people are seeing the same stuff. Like one buddy seen 12 of them over top of the, he lives on the lake, and he seen 12 of them, floating above the lake.
What's
and
Nick?
I told Nick Mainville. He you can find him on my friends list, but he said he's also been like obsessed. I've been obsessed with this these things for 17 days. My family never even really seen me. I've been out staring at the sky and wondering what the hell it is. But it was kind of a relief that I seen it this morning up close. Knowing it's that, but now I want to catch it on video. I was going to ask this professional videotape photographer and videographer if he would come with me. I know it sounds crazy, but...
Well, you won't know unless you tried. And what's the name of the lake?
Rainy Lake.
Okay. Yeah, because you messaged me quite a while back. I guess you were really, really anxious to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah. Oh, and even my buddy, he doesn't know who to tell. Like, people think you're crazy. Like, the colors in it were really nice and kind of, like, peaceful purple and blue and green. But when it got up close, it felt like I was going to die. I don't know if it was just because I got so scared, or I don't know, but yeah, I just freaking, when my buddy started shivering, then I started just shivering bad and getting right cold. It was like, I don't know if the thing was freaking sucking the life out of me, or if I was just thinking about it so much that I was scaring myself, but... Yeah, when it got right down above us, I didn't want to move and scare it in case it freaking attacks or something. But I ended up just, I broke down freaking crying. But I got the video. You can hear everything we're saying and talking about. There was one point where it almost looked like Northern Lights coming out of it, like just the same colors, and it was like streaks coming out the one side of it. It was, it's something to do with the light. It made me think of like those light prisms or.
Okay.
This was after I'd been seeing these balls of light floating, and then here the one night there was a ball of fire up. I thought it was one of these things up close, but here it was just a Chinese lantern. Here I was pulling over and taking pictures and video of it, and
yeah, you could tell the difference, right?
I can tell the difference now.
Yeah,
but here I thought it was one of those things up close. Like I never, that was before I seen the ball of light come up close. But these things, they look like shooting stars in the sky, but without a light. Like when I see them moving when they're up closer, but it will be like a shooting star. You see a little gray dot, and you'll just see it go, and then it like stops, and then it starts lighting up. And sometimes when you shoot it with the spotlight, the light goes out and it moves, but I can still see the little gray dot where it's going to go. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know what these things are, but.
And when they move, like you say, like a shooting star, do they have a tail, or are they just a single light source, like a round ball of light that just moves like quickly like a hummingbird, and there's no tail behind it.
Well, see, sometimes when I'm seeing it move like that, it's not lit up. It's just a gray dot. It looks like, you ever watch fireworks and you could see the little dot fly up into the sky before it blows up, you know? It's like that. And then it lights up. And then I'll shoot it with my spotlight, and it moves somewhere else. Like, it'll move sideways or up to a different spot and light up there. It's like it's trying to hide from me or something.
When you're looking at the sky, which direction do you look at, and what's the closest constellation that you see? Do you see the Big Dipper in full view?
These things are usually between the Big Dipper and Little Dipper, I find most, and by Orion's Belt. At 3:30 in the morning, I'll see Orion's Belt right close to me on this highway, and it seems like lots of the lights all around Orion's Belt light up. And I don't know if these things are coming from space, like that far away, but I know sometimes, like I sat there for probably 45 minutes the other night with my moose lights on and my brights, and you'll see these lights, like they're far away, but you can tell that they're moving towards you. It's like it's swimming. But, yeah, I don't, like, some of them are already kind of close. They look like stars. And I know two of these big ones, like there's these two huge ones. One I'll still see at like 6:30 in the morning. And I know it's a huge one of these things. And like even when you can't see any other stars, I'll still see this one big bright light above the lake. Even at 6:30 in the morning, even probably 6:45.
In what direction is that? Is that south or north or east or west?
East.
East?
Yeah. Direct east.
So the lake is east of your location?
The river is east of where we usually go, and the lake is northeast.
Okay.
Well, Rainy Lake is huge.
Okay.
I swear I seen other stuff too, like last night, like there was a bunch of northern lights out last night as well, but I was seeing other stuff, like it almost looked like lightning, or I thought of static electricity or something, I don't know. I seen a big flash, like a white flash to my left when I was driving. And I didn't even think anything, like, I knew it, I kind of had a feeling it was something to do with these things. And when I got close to Dryden, where these two bright ones usually are, it was like flashes of lightning where the one usually is. I don't know. It seems like there's two, like, almost like a mother one of these things, or a, I know the one moves. It doesn't move like you go through the stars with a spotlight, flashing just random ones. Some of them will move a lot, maybe because they're closer, and some will only move a little bit. But, yeah, I guess it could be the distance away from me they are, too. If they're closer, it'll look like they're moving, jumping more. That one that I showed the cop when I called 911, that was it's a big one. And I told them that star right there is moving around, doing circles, zigzags. And he looked up for 3 seconds and went, looks like a star to me. So I knew I wasn't going to get anywhere with him. Like he didn't even try, you know? Those ones just move a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe if it got up, got down close, but you would have to sit there for hours with your bright lights on to get it down close.
Yeah. And you've got a job to do. You just can't stop anytime
yeah,
you want.
Well, here I've been, I never told anybody, but no, I've been racing down the highway to open up more time to sit and see what happens, you know, and watch the sky more. And, yeah, I'm not supposed to be doing that, but I'm also freaked out, like, at the same time, because sometimes when I'm driving, with me. Like, I'll see one. I lowered my seat as low as it will go so I could see more of the sky above me. And sometimes I'll just see a white light appear above my truck. Like, not even that far away. Maybe 30 feet above, 40 feet above.
Wow.
But I swear it's attracted to the lights on my truck.
Hmm.
I went and bought a bigger spotlight at Canadian Tire, but I feel like going and getting a million
candle power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a 530 lumen one, and that one's been working, but I bet you with a bigger light, it would attract more of these things. That's how you get them to lower, though. You shoot it right at them, and they'll float right down to you.
Do you blink the lights, too, like the headlights or whatever?
Yeah. The very first thing I did, I flashed it 5 times quick and then 3 long flashes. So I stuck with that because that ended up getting it to move, and I just stuck with that flash. But when it gets up close, I'll just keep it on steady stream, and it like drops right before your eyes. Like, it'll just come and keep coming towards you. And when you shut the light off, it floats back up. Just like, I don't know if the light's giving off heat and these things are cold or something, like the warmth, or it's just like a creature.
Hmm. Wow.
I even see streaks in the sky right now. You can even see these in the day. Like, we were seeing them right up until like 6:45. Like, it was already light out. But we were still, even after we seen it this morning, I drove my buddy home. We were both just amazed. Didn't even know what to say to each other. Like, we were both just kind of in shock. And when we got to his house, we were standing outside having a smoke. I lit the flashlight up again, and I seen it. I don't know if it was the same one that followed us there, or if it was a different one, but it was just one dot. It wasn't a whole bunch of dots. It was just one solid dot. But at one point, like, it was above the moon. Like, I was recording it. It was above the moon, and it looked like about maybe 12 dots or 12 stars or whatever, and it looked bluish or purplish when it was up high. And when I shot it with the flashlight, all the little dots kind of grouped together. It was like it was spread out, and when I shot it with the spotlight, they pulled in tight.
Like a cluster.
Yeah. I think of, like, particles or something that are, like, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah.
Like, almost like they're like magnets or something and kind of pulled together.
So how much has this changed your life?
Well, it made me realize that there's way more out there that we don't even know. Like, this is gonna, if I could get this on video and prove it, it would open up a whole new area, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have something to do with UFOs and space, or if it's something that comes out of a UFO and coming down, or...
Hmm. You never know. There's so much we don't know, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't even know if I'm going to post more stuff because, yeah, people are just laughing and joking around about it. And
yeah.
Even my auntie said it kind of seems like people are just kind of waiting for, oh, what's Brian going to fucking say to today, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I know some people are believing me. And actually, I told a different buddy, he's an ambulance driver, and he's always out in the country. And
okay.
And I told him about what I'm seeing, and he told his wife, well, she went out on the back deck, I don't know, 3 or 4 nights ago, and she seen a light come down close to her. So she ran in the house and locked the doors and stuff, but she believes me now. And this Nick Mainville, yeah, his dog was waking up, barking and waking him up. And when he seen those lights, 12 lights above the lake, he's obsessed with them and going out every night. And I showed a couple other buddies, and they're going out every night looking. And even another buddy in Kenora, I told him what to look for and to go through the stars, just flash each one. They're kind of reddish in color, the one, like, I can pick them out right away now.
Because they have color compared to the white, regular white stars, right?
Yeah, they're like, it flashes red. It's like reddish in color, and it will flash more than a regular star.
Yeah.
Actually, my buddy was talking about that just a few nights ago. I told him that I've been seeing a lot of activity around Orion's belt, and he said that our ancestors are from Orion's belt, and we were actually sent to Earth just to mine gold. And he said our ancestors on this planet by Orion's belt or in Orion's belt or something, he said they're actually, the people are way bigger than us. I don't know that I don't know where he read all this, but it seemed like he knew a lot about it.
Hmm.
And Jason Ellman, he's on my friends list. He's the other guy that's seen it with me. If you wanted to contact him on Facebook,
sure.
I'm sure he wouldn't care. I told him that I was going to talk to somebody. I said we have to talk to some professional.